The kingdom of heaven is like a king who made a marriage feast for his son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, what a gospel for us to meditate on today. Quite a reminder to us of our spiritual reality. We are spoken of in this gospel, for we have been given an invitation. Now, to the extent that we use that invitation, well, that's up to us. We are here at church today. Is that sufficient? I dare say it's not. If we come to church just to fulfill an obligation so that we have no need of confession, how is that the fulfillment of the command of God to make this day holy? Or how is it that we can honestly say that we have fulfilled or used that invitation properly when we come to Mass and we are given over to sleep or distraction? Many people come to Mass, and it's sad to say, but they come to Mass on a Sunday and they exist at Mass, but they don't assist at Mass. The fulfillment of the obligation to make the day holy and to fulfill the prescriptions of our Holy Mother, the Church, demands us to be proactive in how we attend Holy Mass on Sunday. If we are to be able to count ourselves as beneficiaries of the sacrifice which we proclaim to assist at, then we must do our part. We must pray with the priest. We must, in humble attitude, make our contrition, patrician adoration, and our thanksgiving to God. We who are parents have an obligation to teach our children how to act in church and properly assist at Mass and receive Holy Communion. You who are children who have made your first Holy Communion, if you have made your first Holy Communion, then you have the ability to also assist at Mass. You're not too young. Holy Mother of the Church has said, you've learned your catechism, you've reached the age of reason, you now have the privilege of getting the invitation to the marriage feast. Now, whether or not you make good use of that invitation is up to you. And that's why I think it's important for us to really pay attention to this parable that we read today. And to take a look at the very end of the parable. The very end of the parable talks about damnation, hell. It's a scary picture that is painted. The king went in to see his guests. He went in to see his guests. That's us. We are here. And he found one man who had not on a wedding garment. And he questioned him, why don't you have a wedding garment on? Now some might question and say, well, of course, they went by the byways and highways and they got both the good and the bad. Of course there's going to be people there without wedding garments. No, Not true. Not so. Because the wedding garment was offered to each at the door. They were given the opportunity to be in grace, because that's what the wedding garment is, sanctifying grace. That's why we have confession. But the proper reception of this sacrament is also important. Too many people make it a routine, a pacifier to make ourselves feel emotionally okay and not go to confession to confess our faults and our sins and those things that offend God and say, I'm sorry, Lord, and let him take those sins away. He who is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, establish that relationship with the good Lord in order so that we can perfect that relationship when we communicate with him at Holy Mass, as we only can at Holy Mass. So the man doesn't have a wedding garment, but he's at the wedding feast. He's asked why. What's his answer? He has none. He has no good excuse. When we are called to the good Lord and we stand before him and we are at that point of entering the kingdom of heaven, the eternal kingdom of heaven, and we don't have a wedding garment on, the words that we will hear, we have read today in today's gospel. Now, once again, it is here important for me to highlight, this is important for all people who have reached the age of reason and who've made their first Holy Communion. Sometimes when we go to Mass on Sundays, especially 8 years old, 9 years old, we made our first Holy Communion, and the priest is up here talking, we kind of tune it out. We don't listen to it because, well, he's not talking to me. I'm too young. Not so. That's a foolish attitude to have. You have a privilege. We all have a privilege who are able to receive Holy Communion. To receive the most precious gift that has been given to man, the ability to have connection with God in a most intimate way. And it's important that we make good use of that time and we have the right attitude when we receive our Lord. When talking about the kingdom of heaven, we have Pope Gregory the Great. He says that the kingdom of heaven, yes, is the church. But he also says the kingdom of heaven is the righteous. And I read, St. Gregory wrote or said, I remember that I have often said that the Holy Gospel, the church, as she now is called the kingdom of heaven. For the kingdom of heaven is indeed the assembly of the righteous. The Lord hath said by the mouth of his prophet, the heaven is my throne. Solomon saith, the throne of wisdom is the soul of the righteous. And Paul saith that Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. From these passages we may clearly gather that if wisdom be God, and the wisdom's throne be the soul of the righteous, and God's throne be the heaven, then the soul, the righteous, is heaven. Hence, also, the psalmist saith, speaking of holy preachers, the heavens declare the glory of God. Now, what's he saying about, in all this? He's talking about the kingdom of heaven is right here, in the spiritual realm, of which we are a part of, having been baptized and received sanctifying grace. We sometimes have our own math where it concerns our relationship with God. I have to go to confession, then I go to communion, I'm in sanctifying grace, I'm okay. No, you're not. You're not okay unless you are in communion with God. Communion, that's where the word communicate comes in. You're one with him. Remember the parable of the talents? To one he gave 5 talents, to one he gave 2, to one he gave 1. The one that he gave 5 talents to, he went and he used those 5 talents. And the same thing, the one that he gave 2 to, he went and he gained 2 more talents. But the one that had 1, he didn't misuse it, he didn't abuse it, but he didn't use it. He stuck it away in a napkin, hid it away, and kept it safe. And what does the master say to those, to that servant that had the talent, kept it, preserved it, but didn't use it? He called him a wicked servant. Wicked servant. And we know where the wicked go. What does he say to the ones who were given the gifts, they made use of it, and they profited by it? Faithful servants. Well done, good and faithful servants. This is what we are called to be. When we receive Holy Communion, we are enabled to be that. But then we have to go out, and there's a sacrifice that must be made. And that sacrifice must be a sacrifice of self. It's only when we sacrifice self, self-whims, self-wants, self-appetites. It's the prescription, the rudiment that's necessary for us to be a true disciple of Christ. The first one, before we can do anything else, denial of self. Then we can take up our cross properly and we can follow Christ. Where does he lead us? Into the kingdom of the eternal kingdom of heaven. But it starts here. I've oftentimes told my students that heaven and hell do not start when you die. Heaven and hell start now. And who determines whether or not you abide in heaven or you abide in hell? You do. What is heaven? Heaven's being one with God. One with God. Not just being in his presence. We are all in his presence right now. But being one with God takes an act of the will, of the intellect, the will, the higher faculties. What is hell? Being without God. That's what hell is. So my dear friends in Christ, let us consider these things, these spiritual realities, these infinite blessings that we have been given, that we are being given today. Let us check ourselves to make sure that we are making good and proper use of them, that we are profiting by them. Let us be renewed in the spirit of our minds. Let us put on the new man. Let the good Lord and his life reign supreme in our life, be primary in our day. That's why St. Paul says, put on the new man which has been created according to God in justice and holiness of truth. And with all the gifts of God, let us be grateful. An attitude of gratitude. All the time. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.